Bonjour chers amis, welcome to the News and Feature Show here on French Pod. Here in the studio for you, I've got on my left, Léo.
Hello everyone.
Our technician of the day.
The way?
You're here to explain stuff about technology, iPod.
Yeah, I'll explain
downloading. Okay. And Marion.
Hi everyone.
And my name is Amaury.
So, big day today for French people because it's the National Day.
Wow, National French Day.
Yeah, that's the 14th of July.
And what is this about?
So, la fête nationale in France, the National Day, is about the storming of the Bastille.
Oh, yeah.
That happened a long time ago now. It was in 1789.
So, basically, what happened is that there was a monarchy and the people took over the power, right?
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the revolution.
All right.
And the revolution lasted longer, you know, like for 10 years. But it's a big day in France because it's a bank holiday. It's a public holiday.
So everybody goes to the beach or what?
Or swimming pool as well.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Nobody works.
Why are we working?
That's why you came on French Pod today, because you thought you could have a day off. No way, man. We work at French Pod today. We've got loads of events happening in the street of France. One of the main ones is in Paris, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, have you seen it in Paris?
Just on TV.
Yeah, me too. I didn't get the chance, but they've got a big military parade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which like the 4th of July kind of thing in the US?
That's it, yeah.
All right.
With Mr. Sarkozy, our dear president.
Oh, we love him.
Mm-hmm.
With some plane in the air, you know, making some demonstration.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
The French flag in the sky.
Like they throw the blue, white and red.
Yeah, sure.
A better thing is that during the day at night, you've got concerts everywhere.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It's really a festival.
Exactly, yeah. It's a party time.
Nice. Yes, with fireworks.
As well, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Everywhere. Just when the night falls, then it starts with the firework and then can go to the Bal des Pompiers. You know, it's a fireman ball to dance or in the concert in the street.
So you girls like firemen, I guess. You said firemen, right?
Yeah, but it's just a tradition, you know.
Okay.
It's a special name of the ball, actually.
But it's happens in caserns.
Yeah, in their office, you know, in the fire department. That's where they make the ball.
Yeah, so it's not like sexy firemen dancing around.
It depends on the casern, you know. You get to choose the right one.
But on top of that, you've got those walls, but you've got as well one in the middle of the street, you know, in the little villages in France.
So basically, the whole of France is a party.
That's it.
Nice. We should be there right now, man, instead of working and
doing
a podcast. Damn it.
Especially, I'm going to ask you now, Léo.
Yes.
To work.
Yeah. So let me tell you, everybody knows there's a French Pod application for iPhone, right?
That's why it's been on for how long now?
Yeah.
A month, 2 months?
Yeah. And the name is Quick Review App for iPhone, right? But we came out with a new version and people will think, oh, it's very easy. I just go to the App Store and just upgrade it, right? But there's a little glitch that if you do that, it's not going to work. We don't know exactly why, or I don't know, maybe because we changed the system a little bit. So if you just upgrade it, when you try to open it, it's going to crash. You're going to be very mad because you're going to be like, this.
So you're going to lose all your data.
You're
going to lose all your data.
No, it's just the app. So what you have to do is take the app and delete it. What you have right now, the old app, delete it. Quick review, version 1, bam, boom, gone. So you go to the App Store and download it again from scratch.
Okay.
And it's going to work perfectly.
It's easy as that.
As easy as that. Don't upgrade it. Just delete it, download it, and install it again.
Right, okay.
And it's going to work very fine.
Because we had a couple of users, they were wondering what was going on.
Yeah, so that's the solution.
It's solved.
Yeah, it's over and it works very fine.
Okay.
I love it, actually. You know, like, you can look for words. You know, it's like, it doesn't only tell you the meaning, but you can also look for sample sentences, which is great. Because sometimes you don't really know how to use a word, but with the sample sentences, bang.
Cool, excellent. That's a good thing now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leo.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Welcome to share a bit of your science with us here.
I'll try my best to come around.
So another good news we've got in this News and Feature Show is that you probably noticed that the shows have started again. So not last weekend, the previous weekend, we had an entrepod about Le Maroc.
Oh, really? That sounds interesting.
It was. A friend of Marion was here in the studio and it was really interesting. He told us all about his country, really with patience. We really enjoyed having that guy here. And last Saturday, we had a new Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, nice.
Patricia Cass.
What's the name of the song?
Mon mec à moi.
Mon mec à moi. moi?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
My boyfriend with my...
Oh, mon mec à moi. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
My man.
She speaks too fast, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, that could be cool, too. I'm going to listen to those.
It's going
to
be a weekly thing again.
Great.
So this Saturday coming, we're going to have a new entrepod. A new entrepod. It's going to be this time about the most beautiful city in the world, Leo.
Hermosillo.
Hermosillo, it's where you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that one?
Think again.
Okay, should I say Paris?
Yeah, man.
Well, no, it's really nice, Paris. I loved it.
So it's about Paris. And then afterwards, you have another Voulez-vous chanter avec moi. So we're really happy that we're going to have the shows again here on French Pod.
So yeah, let's keep it going.
Yeah. So now let's go back a bit to the French Revolution. How did you used to celebrate it, Marion, when you were in France?
Usually the summer, so often I just go to the beach to see the fireworks.
Yeah.
Then I go to the bar. Not only firemen balls, you know, yeah. Because I think it's just in big town like Paris, Lyon, yeah. Or big town like this, yeah. So there are other balls and then you can go in clubs. And
uh-huh.
That's cool.
It's the summer, so you can party.
So yeah. Where are you from again?
Bordeaux.
Bordeaux.
Yeah.
So what's the nearest beach you have?
It's Arcachon, Le Ferré.
Is it on the Mediterranean Sea?
No, it's the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, on the upper part.
Yeah.
Isn't the water a little bit cold up there?
No, it's not cold. It's
oh, really?
Warm, yeah.
I would thought because
it's still in the south of France, but not in the Mediterranean part.
No, you know? wait, Marion here. Leo, he comes from the Caribbean, you know, he comes from Mexico. So, okay, the water is not like 30 degrees, Leo. Okay, but it's not cold. It's okay. It's nice.
I understand. Open my mind. Yeah, in the summer you need fresh weather, right?
Exactly, because it's too hot.
Okay, let's go there next summer.
Yeah. So what I would advise the listener to do as well is that last year we already had a lesson about Bastille Day, which was an intermediate lesson, which I had the pleasure to do with Erika.
Yeah.
We talk about the event as well, and it's a very good lesson. So I think that people from elementary level up to upper intermediate, even newbies, should try and listen to this one.
Sure, why don't you put a link on the comment section of this episode so people can go back and listen to it.
And at the time as well, Erika and Christella had made a Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Yes.
Where they analyzed the song, you know, the French national anthem.
La Marseillaise?
That's it.
Marion is gonna sing us a little part.
I'm not sure.
Come on, don't be shy.
Do you know just the rhythm, Leo?
Ba 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 ba.
Wow.
I'm a great singer.
So, and in this podcast, they analyze the lyrics. And they've got a bit of an historical insight as well regarding the song.
I heard it's a very, like, war kind of anthem, isn't it? Like,
it's a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a story behind it.
But most of the country's anthems are about war for some reason.
Yes.
Like, the Mexican national anthem is all about war, too.
Is it?
Yeah. Defend your country, like, give your soul to the country, and, like, let's kill whoever tries to invade the country. I guess Canadian isn't.
Like,
Canadians are all about
peace. Everybody's nice.
You know, yeah. Save the trees. So what else?
So in the last thing now, so just to remind you that, you know, that we've got weekly lessons these days.
Yeah.
So yesterday we had already a lesson which was related to the 14 juillet, to the 14th of July.
Right.
It was called Public Holiday.
All right.
A conversation in between two lazy French people in a swimming pool complaining about life.
So what level is this lesson?
It was elementary.
All right. So.
And next week's is called, nothing to do with it, it's called At the Hairdresser.
The Hairdresser.
Yeah.
Your best friend, Emery, right?
Exactly. I was about to ask you, why is he looking at me like this?
When was the last time you went to the hairdresser?
It was 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. 10 years ago, last time I went to that. No, it was not such a funny lesson for me. I mean, it was cool. But I remember that JP took the piece during the whole lesson. He asked me exactly the same question. I don't know, right?
For those of you who doesn't know how Amory looks like, he doesn't have a lot of hair to get cut, so...
It's shiny. Shiny all more right. than hairy.
But it's a great thing to know because, you know, like for me, it happens in Chinese. Whenever I go to the hairdresser, they do whatever they want because I cannot explain how to tell, like, okay, I want it shorter this way and longer in the back. And it's like tricky words. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah, so it's very useful. Yeah.
But they did quite well because you've just been to the hairdresser, no, this week?
Oh, yeah, I was. Uh-huh. But they just do whatever they want.
So are you happy with your haircut?
Oh, it's all right. Like, now I get always the same guy because I know he kind of does a good job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you just look at him in the eyes.
Yeah. I could.
Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting vocabulary. It's an upper intermediate lesson, so it's a bit specific. But as well, my advice is always, even the lower level should try and have a go.
Of course.
Learn about going to the hairdresser chez le coiffeur.
Nice.
Okay, so, merci à tous. Thanks, everyone.
Merci, Amaury.
Merci, Amaury.
And so, once again, bonne fête nationale à tous.
Bonne fête à tous.
Bonne fête, au revoir.
Salut.
Bye.